Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll tell you why I love DrudgeReport.com. I'm sitting in here with my writers and reporters that are in the U.S. and my writers in England in a conference call 10 minutes before the show. And I said, look at this Breitbart article on Drudge with the secret document confirmed, accurate, out of the U.S. Border Patrol Secret Committee. Leaked CBP report, the highest level of the Border Patrol, showing entire world exploiting open U.S. border. Buried in the report is dozens of people caught in the last month sneaking in from Ebola-stricken countries. I literally look at Kit Daniels, Adan Salazar, and this is just normal to have in a newsroom. We have a newsroom here as well. And Kurt Nemo. And I said, I want you. I said, here's a bunch of the important news and angles here that no one's reporting on. Who wants to go with A, B, and C? And Kit Daniels said, I want to go with scores of illegals from Ebola countries caught crossing border. Drudge refreshes in front of me as we go live, and he changed the headline linking from Breitbart that said leaked CBC report shows entire world exploiting open U.S. border. What did I see in this article? What did Kit Daniels see in the Border Patrol report that I have in full right here? The secret report that came out last week that Drudge got, that Breitbart got. I see the Ebola countries. Drudge sees the Ebola countries and gives the Breitbart headline what it should be and will now make their article go mega viral, which it should. We need to expose the fact that the border is wide open while the police state's being used against us. But see, that's why I like the Drudge Report, because Drudge is probably twice as good as I am at understanding what's important. And I, after Drudge, I have to say probably know more than most people. I mean, I can look at an article, see what's really important in it to me and my family, and then that's what I go with. My bias is justice. My bias is telling the truth. My bias is the borders are wide open, and they've got people from Ebola countries able to get in. And so many times I see an article, and buried in it is the big enchilada. Buried in it is the $64 million answer. Buried in it is the bombshell info. I told Watson yesterday, big bombshell info that he raised on air, and I said, dude, that's the headline. And the story isn't up on Infowars.com yet, but it will be. So by the end of the show today, we're going to have some big breaking news. I would announce a lot of this now. It's not that I even want the scoop. It's that if I give this info out now, disinfo operatives, even from the White House on record, will come out with spin ahead of what we're about to put out, trying to stop us, trying to save this country and secure our borders and secure our republic. So we're going to launch major truth bombshells. We were going to launch that one. I said, look, give the Breitbart article credit, give the credit to the report, and then just, you know, rewrite it with our headline that we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of illegals crossing at the southern border from Ebola countries. Boom. 5 minutes later, it pops up. Well, what's the saying? Great minds think alike. I'm not saying I have some great mind, but boy, I tell you, compared to the average person, I guess I do. That's quite a scary thing to come to grips with when you realize when it comes to street savvy and news savvy and basic understanding that you know more than almost anybody. And, you know, in your field, it's a creepy feeling, and you want to teach others and you want to see others excel past you and become greater than you are. It's like that line in Full Metal Jacket, just based on real training in the 1960s in the Marine Corps, where it said, you know, in the final days of boot camp, our instructors were very happy to see that we were, you know, our youthful energy basically raging past them and even surpassing them. Because, of course, they're 35, 40 years old. They're not as young and vicious anymore. And so now the instructors are in awe of what they've created. We'll be right back. That's what I'm looking for. That's true leadership, is creating another generation to promote liberty.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is unprecedented for any major Western government to openly take someone with something as deadly as Ebola into their country. Germany has now done it with Ebola patients. So has the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a psyop to create terror and to fearmonger and to bring in a greater medical tyranny, bottom line. But the issue is, even old bioweapons labs that were off the U.S. coast, like Plum Island, infected the United States with weaponized tick-borne syphilis that the public knows as Lyme's disease. It's in the syphilis family on record. And that's where it came from, that zoological bioweapons lab. So the point is, this stuff can and will get out. But now, they're just bringing it directly to a hospital, and I looked the hospital up. It's got level 2 containment, where they have a special wing. Level 4 is what bioweapon hazards like Ebola are supposed to be in, underground, with minefields around it, machine gun nest. If it gets out inside the facility, they hit a button and the place burns down. Huge canisters of natural gas are released, like torches, and everything is burned to the ground. Okay? It's supposed to be underground. Now, this is about a government and a political system that doesn't care about the people as well, that are flirting with disaster. You've all seen the headlines about a FedEx truck crashing and it had weaponized flu on it that kills over 90% of people that come in contact with it 7 years ago.
see headlines where universities in the U.S. and Europe release the ingredients list on how to produce airborne mousepox for humans that kills 97 to 98% of people, even worse than Ebola that kills about 91%. So again, why are the elites suddenly just putting the designs for stuff like this out on the internet? They want plausible deniability down the road when the eugenicists, the globalists, carry out a 12 monkeys type scenario. And they're on record talking about that. Dr. Eric Pianca right here in UT in Austin talks about how they need airborne Ebola to kill 90% of the world's population to save the earth. So that's clearly what's happening. But regardless of why they're doing it, this is endangering the public. This is in precedent setting, and they never acted like this or did this before. So you've got to ask yourself, why is that happening? Let's look at these headlines. Ebola patient walks into Atlanta hospital, CNN. American physician with Ebola virus arrives in Atlanta for treatment. What's it really all about? Well, this story we put out last week went viral. You'd think mainstream media would want to point it out. Obama signed an executive order to disappear American citizens if you even have a cough, and to basically lock you up in a prison. So they're using this to set the precedent for medical tyranny. That's one of the reasons. Here's another one. Possible evacuation of Americans infected with Ebola triggers fears in U.S. Okay? And that's breaking down our report. They mentioned Infowars.com in this report posted on the Fox site. If Ebola hits U.S., even healthy Americans will be quarantined. Well, persons who do not show symptoms would be forcibly detained. Again, ladies and gentlemen, our southern border is wide open right now, but we're being told that that's okay, and they're releasing sick people. But the American people themselves can be secretly locked up and disappeared. This is all about a power grab, all about a psyop of the Ebola to set up the medical tyranny state. We'll report on all this tomorrow on the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. And finally, this is all about the insanity of a system that's getting more and more reckless. 90%+ of the reactors are now leaking. No one even cares about that. It's an elite that's so decadent they could care less. So it's more than just fear-mongering. It's also part of their nihilistic disconnection with reality, thinking they're invincible. Pride goeth before a fall. Alex Jones signing off for Infowars.com.
All right. I shot that Saturday afternoon. Then, of course, we had the syndicated Sunday broadcast yesterday where we broke down the latest developments. But I thought it was important to play that 4.5-minute breakdown before we got into the latest information. I wanted to give you some of the background on exactly what we are facing and dealing with. Now, the report is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com as the top big super link. It's Breitbart that obtained it. It has been confirmed to be from the highest levels of the U.S. Border Patrol, Customs and Border Enforcement, Office of Intelligence and Investigative Liaison, Trafficking and Smuggling Branch, finds a giant increase in illegals of all types, 17%, just as our former head of the Border Patrol union, now head of the retiree union, just as he said on the show Friday, showing he's got access to the current intelligence, 17% are the minors under 18. The rest are adults, and the minors are the flood to tie down the response. But Breitbart went with the angle of leaked CPB report shows entire world exploiting open U.S. border. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's important, but the big issue is the communicable diseases like drug-resistant TB, drug-resistant staph, drug-resistant strep, Ebola, and things like that, that are already ravaging U.S. hospitals and ravaging world hospitals. And again, it's already killed millions over the years in Latin America. And so they have basically survived it, the people that are going to survive it. Now we're being introduced to things that many of us are not going to survive. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, or Asian. Again, this year, December into this year, December through January, I lost three close family members. Pat Lynn Simmons, William Hammond, and Peter Hammond. And I called Pat Lynn my granduncle because he always lived across the street from my grandmother and was my grandmother's sister's firstborn son and like best friends with my dad. So I just called him Uncle Leonard, but he wasn't my uncle. But then my uncle, my mom's brother, and her son died this year of drug-resistant standard bacteria in their lungs. And my uncle was not a smoker and played football for LSU and was in Vietnam and in really good shape. And it killed him better than a hammer. And so when Geraldo Rivera says these diseases don't matter and that it's race baiting, pure bull. Pure bull. They're now in the news saying, is the backlash against Ebola? I saw this last night. Anti-African. I guess we should all drink Ebola or we're against black people. There is no end to how political correctness can be used. Don't like Obamacare and death panels? You're racist. Oh, I love it. Don't want to turn your guns in? You're racist. Oh, I love it. It's mind control. So in 1 month, 874 people, if you look at these statistics, we've got an expanded article being done by Kit Daniels right now, came in from regions illegally were caught. This is who was caught. And I think they catch about 5%. Came in from regions, a.k.a. Africa, that have Ebola. 24 and then 18 caught coming in recently from countries that have it, like Nigeria. That's just one country, Nigeria. And it goes through it. It goes through the African countries like Ghana, 257. Before that, 290. That means thousands, ladies and gentlemen. This is all Office of Intelligence and Investigative Liaison. And this is restricted, by the way. But people inside the federal government are doing the right thing. When you're faced with open, naked, country-destroying treason, when freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cried, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. I forget who said that. I think we looked it up last time and no one knows. Though a lot of famous people have quoted that. That's from the Revolutionary War era. I know that. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cried, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. And no one really knows historically why the traitors get killed by the elite even more than the people that fight the enemy. But we do know. The corrupt elite respect the good men and women that fight them. But under mafia rules throughout history, when you're already part of the club and you're a traitor that helped bring down good people, do you think the group that comes in and takes over wants a bunch of traitors around? First thing I'd do if I was the New World Order would be get rid of the people that were traitors and sold good people out. You don't want them around anymore. What happened to Hitler's SA, headed up by Ernst Röhm, the goblin-like creature? They killed, some estimates are, as many as 50,000 of them in one night, and another 50,000 or more over the next week. And Röhm was under such mind control, and probably Hitler's boyfriend was the main reason he was killed. That's come out that Röhm was having sex with about half of the upper echelon of the Nazi men, that as they took him in the jail cell and the SS came in to shoot him, he screamed, "Heil Hitler," and as he rolled around on the ground bleeding to death, "Oh, I love you, my sweetie cake." Roughly translated from German. You think I'm joking? Look it up. "Oh, I love you, my sweet pastry," I think it was translated. We would call it cupcake. "I love you, my cupcake." Well, there you go. Heil Hitler, I love you, my cupcake. After he was shot three times in the chest. Look it up. With Heinrich Himmler outside the door. The German royalty, a.k.a. the chicken farmer. We'll be back to break down the treason straight ahead. Stay with us.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before.
But now we have atomic weapons. Now we have nuclear weapons. It's not the way we've always done before. Now we have liquid airborne Ebola. We're going to be breaking that down. Here's a story from healthmap.org from 2 years ago. From pigs to monkeys, Ebola goes airborne. There's a lot of evidence that we now are having airborne transmission between humans, though the pathogen does not live very long. Though the Ebola virus has trouble living out in the open atmosphere very long, especially if the temperatures aren't hot.
Ebola virus. We're going to be looking at it today. Upwards of 1,000 people dead now. And then our border is wide open to the south, but if Boy Scouts are out in the woods taking photos of a bridge and a gorge, who wouldn't? Customs comes over and points guns at them and makes them get on the ground. Or if I want to fly, they want to grab my genitals or put me in a naked body scanner. But then illegals are allowed to go on without their identification. And nothing against the illegals. They're pawns. Doesn't matter, though. If you dropped a truckload of metal pawns an inch tall off the Empire State Building on the crowd below, it'd kill everybody. The pawn itself's not bad until you put it in a blunderbuss with black powder and pull the trigger. And then the pawn goes flying out as a weapon, as a projectile. Those old blunderbuss, you could put rocks in them. Never ran out of ammo with those as long as you had powder. You just put powder down in there, get your fuse down in there, or get your charge in there, roll up some rocks in a piece of sack, cram it down in there, and you've got yourself a system to fire grape, as the sailors would call it, an anti-personnel weapon. Well, you take tens of millions of poor people with diseases who are handicapped or who are criminals or who are fleeing justice or who got babies they're ready to have to a country already teetering on the edge of collapse, it's a weapon. Just like a swimming pool is a really nice place. Unless you tie bowling balls to your legs and chain them on and jump into the deep end, you're going to die. Even if you're 1 foot from the surface or an inch from the surface, but you can't get up, you can't lift those bowling balls up, you can't get that big lead weight off, you're going to drown. The water's nice. You need to live. It's a nice thing. Until you're submerged in it. Submerged in a sea of third world despair and pain and horror. The people that live high on the hill in Latin America, they don't want to leave where they're at. They run the show. Or they got a business. Or they're so wealthy, they got a house in Austin. You know how many rich Mexicans got houses in Austin? They go back and forth. They own Mexico. But not the people coming up here from Latin America, ladies and gentlemen. And they are political putting in the hands of the establishment. So why are they engaged in the unprecedented action of bringing not one, not two? I knew it was coming. I said it on the Sunday show yesterday. This sets the precedent. Will Obama bring hundreds of Ebola patients to the U.S. now that there's thousands and thousands of people infected, as many as 30-plus thousand? The World Health Organization said last week they believe that may have been exposed and infected. The confirmed toll is 826, but that number's a week old, ladies and gentlemen. And did they stick this doctor, this medical doctor, and the other one that's flying in tomorrow in Atlanta, did they stick them in a level 4 bioweapons lab? Where maybe they could contain it? They've already failed containing it in other countries. No, they stuck them in the Atlanta Medical Center. Don't worry, the patient gets part of a wing. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have any idea what they have to do in England now? They have robots that look like Daleks. Just type into a search engine, UK hospitals use robots in fight against drug-resistant bacteria. It was in the BBC, you name it, last week. And they've got these fumigators that go in. Humans can't even be in the rooms with the drug-resistant TB, the rest of it. I actually sent you guys a BBC report I wanted to play a clip of about that. And they go in and they fumigate with basically poison gas everything to kill everything in the crannies. And they have to seal the vents because the stuff's living in the vents. Then they have to close off part of the hospital and do that. There it is. R2-D2 zaps away the superbugs. Hospital trails roving Star Wars robot that uses UV light to kill bacteria. Yeah, that's not the one. There's one that uses poison gas. Robots to aid high dependency care at Daisy Hill Hospital. That's another one. That's for 2012. No, it's a certain headline about the poison gas, but it doesn't matter. Point is that that's what's going on. They're going to stick that in the hospital knowing full well it could get out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2. Available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the info. War. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
Waylon Jennings' son, who is an incredible and very successful musician in his own right, tours with Willie Nelson, you name it, is a listener of the show. His last album, he produced it with Stephen King, and it dealt with the New World Order and tyranny. That was a couple years ago. We premiered it here. In fact, it premiered here, and the bots of the record company came after us saying, how do you have something that hasn't even been released yet? But we're going to premiere his new album that was dedicated to George Jones even before George Jones died, Old Possum, this year. So we're going to premiere never-before-heard songs today, and he's going to put some out to the public today as well. Some are already out there. Some will be premiered. Don't Wait Up for George, and that's the name of the album, Shooter Jennings. Of course, Old Possum was a big influence on his dad, Waylon Jennings, one of my favorite country music singers ever. don't we think this outlaw country thing's gone a little too far? No, I don't think it has. So that's coming up for 30 minutes today. Of course, he did Summer of Rage last time. It was more of a rock album. That's the thing about Shooter Jennings, man. His rock albums are awesome, and I mean awesome. His country music is awesome. He just certainly is a chip off the old block. So Shooter Jennings is coming up to give us his breakdown on what's happening in the world. Guys, one of my papers just fell off. You mind giving that to me? Sorry. Now, let me just race through the news here, and then I want to give the number out. I specifically want to hear from you. The media is pointing out that they're getting threatening letters and phone calls at the Atlanta Medical Center saying, why are you bringing Ebola to the middle of a populated area? And this isn't a high-level security facility that's designed to keep this stuff. The public is figuring this out. Do they know about level 1 to level 4? Do they know the details? No, most of them don't. But they know enough from medical shows and movies that stuff like Ebola is underground behind multiple sealed entryways with all sorts of disinfection systems where people go through chemical disinfection, ultraviolet disinfection. The rubber suits they use are generally thrown away after one use. When you get around this kind of stuff, you got to stay in quarantine depending on how long the pathogen gestates or develops as a vector inside the body until it's communicable. There's a lot of things. So why did they bring really strong strains of Ebola into Atlanta and into areas of Germany? Well, there's a larger question. And I'm going to do a whole report on this on the nightly news tonight. So get ready for a special report I want to shoot today with the crew. I'm so busy, folks, I just direct people while I'm on air. Get me everything on the bipartisan BioShield program and bioweapons labs maps previous to 2002 and after 2002. News articles about mainstream media complaining about the level 4 bioweapons labs being built in major U.S. cities and on major transportation hub lines and on earthquake lines. But expanding on that, we can then show how I complained about it in 2002 and then show whenever the last big hurricane hit, was it 2005 or 6, hit Galveston. They built the level 4 facility on the beach in a level 2 area. It's not really level 4. And then it was hit by a hurricane and the deadly pathogens like Ebola and smallpox that were being weaponized, of course, in the name of learning how to treat them. That's how they get around the biological weapons conventions. Let's get the guy that wrote the U.S. treaty on that got passed. Let's get Francis Boyle on this week if he can do it. That's a guy to talk about BioShield. Then they had a bipartisan move after 9/11 to, quote, and of course, the anthrax attack that turned out to be staged by Porton Down and certain individuals. That was a government false flag. We caught him red-handed on that to create fear and sell Tamiflu and other goodies. And to distract off 9/11 itself and the official story and to keep the fear going. So there are the data points. We can kill two birds with one stone. I can give you some of the history of BioShield and all of this and then move forward while preparing that report for tonight. But that's the issue. Since when did they build nuclear reactors on fault lines and not even maintenance them, basically? Since when did they tell nuclear workers, hey, don't worry if you get a dose of radiation now. Used to, we said, worry about it. It's not bad for you. Since when, 1990, did they tell the military that DU's not bad for you? Go ahead and be around it. Wipe it all over your face. Breathe it. Sit on top of the ammo cans. Use it at Army proving ranges and other military ranges all over the world. Use them in places like Hawaii and places like Puerto Rico, right by public beaches. You ingest just a tiny amount in your lungs, it's a death sentence. It may take 20 years to kill you. It's a death sentence. And I've had the top radiologist, nuclear physicist, biologist, former head of the Army DU program, Dr. Doug Rocky, on probably 25 times or more. I mean, it's an absolute open and shut case. Since when did the government get to the point, who'd done plenty of evil stuff before, secret testing, atomic soldiers, Tuskegee, the list goes on and on, radiating foster children, since when did they get to the point of just going, hey, we don't care if reactors are leaking 94% of them, 93% of them worldwide, of 420-something or 430-something? Of course, there's more. There's reactors in submarines, secret reactors, and university reactors. So there's actually about 2,000 reactors that we know of, if you count known submarines and research reactors, including the one underneath UT that's still operating because you can't shut it down, and the one up north that no people walk up and go, "You're a liar. There's no reactor." It's just, okay, you said there's no reactor. There is not. You know, I mean, it just shows the maybe just say it's racist. I said there's a reactor. Don't want to worry about the reactors under UT. Don't want to worry about the reactor up at J.J. Pickle, a very dangerous experimental unit that they're constantly messing with, doing all sorts of dangerous experiments with. You know what the answer is? Don't turn on the federally mandated alarms when they off-gas or when they dump it in the water supply. And, you know, just say it's racist if you talk about nuclear reactors. Racist against radiation. That's fine, Alex. What do you say about your racism? Hey, Alex, you caught bribery down at the state capitol on video. Is it racist because they're black? I just throw that in, folks. My son this morning looked at me, and I was talking about 2 plus 2 equals 4. And he goes, yeah, the Hulk is green and the sky is blue. And I think I'm going to try to use that term, or maybe he didn't coin it. He said, I don't know if I coined it. He goes, I just think, you know, that's a nice statement when people say, is the Hulk green? He goes, it's better than you saying there's a bear crap in the woods. You say that too much, Dad. So I'm going to start saying, is the Hulk green? No, he's racist. And see, I'm being racist against the Jolly Green Giant right now. If the Jolly Green Giant had Ebola, if we don't bring him into the U.S., we're racist. So here's the issue. Ebola is now airborne. I'm going to break that down. The question is, how airborne? Is it airborne like a seed in the wind that can blow and then sprout, you know, 1,000 miles away? No. Is it airborne like some forms of the flu that you can get, you know, from 100 feet away in a shopping mall because somebody sneezes and a globulate of nasal, fluid goes out? Or is it airborne in that you got to be around it right up close to it 5 feet away? We're going to look at that. It's unprecedented to bring this into the country. Why is that happening? And why are Ebola patients being brought into level 2 hospitals? Plausible deniability. Why did they put in a bio shield? Of course, it's an oxymoron like the Patriot Act. It creates bioweapons, but also studies the treatment of them. So you call it bio shield. You call Obamacare care. And you call, death panel something else. Why are Ebola patients being brought into level 2 hospitals? Those are some of the questions. If you go up to Infowars.com, we have some of the headlines there. We have video. Border Patrol agent sums up startling gravity of immigrant crisis. I would just change it to Border Patrol agent issues desperate plea for help, says we're in a stage crisis. That's the headline. I change it. Continuing agri-terrorism, Fed shut down seed library in Pennsylvania. War on self-sufficiency intensifies. Yeah, they got 6-man SWAT teams for a guy that has a 20-year-old Range Rover that they don't think went and got the emissions test you were supposed to. But boy, I'm sorry, we got to let people in with drug-resistant TB. It'd be racist to test them when they go to school. So sorry, all your kids have got to get it now. And nobody will be held accountable by government. Doctor, there's not enough panic to justify a cure for Ebola. That's a Paul Watson article. 25 critical facts about the Ebola outbreak that every American needs to know. That's a very important article up on Infowars.com. Tennessee doctor in self-quarantine on return from Liberia Ebola hotspot. The bizarre growth of the Ebola outbreak. The graph says it all. We're going to look at that graph. It's up on Infowars.com. We can put that up on television for folks if people punch up my computer. But there it is. There is the growth of Ebola. They call that a parabolic growth curve from March to July 30th. And that's the latest graph we've got from the World Health Organization. We've gone from 22, 23 cases up to 154. And you can see the growth just in one country alone. So that's what's got everybody so concerned about the situation. Now, as I give the phone number out, as I said to my crew this morning, I said, can you feel it? It's the age of the contrived or exacerbated or staged crisis. It's the age of order out of chaos. They are overthrowing Ukraine. Russia responds when weapons are moved over their border by taking an area that's been part of Russia for 600 years. Not defending Russia. I'm just stating facts. The West started it with George Soros. They're turned ISIS and IS loose everywhere. 300,000+ people dead in Iraq and Syria. Most of them Christians. Zero news coverage by most of talk radio, Christian organizations. It's just incredible. Total freaking out, protest everywhere about Gaza, which I think Gaza is very sad and very terrible for both sides. But 1,000 dead, we're supposed to hear about it till the cows come home, just forever. But then 300,000 Muslims and Christians and others being murdered, and our own government behind it to a great extent with NATO, zero coverage almost, just very little. I mean, there were airplanes flying around Austin saying, free Palestine, save Gaza. And I was downtown doing some work and just saw probably 1,000 protesters. I shot some video of it. It's on my iPhone. We ought to pull that off. And again, I mean, I want those people to be free. I wish Gaza was a nice place. I wish, you know, there was an ancient tribal warfare between them and the Israelis. But why is that all you ever hear about? And a lot of the folks that want to, quote, free Palestine are now running around murdering Christians everywhere. It's a complex issue is the point here. Do I like seeing piles of dead Palestinian children? Absolutely not. But the radical groups the West is funding in the Middle East, if they could get into Israel and run it, would kill every single Jew in that country and would say they deserve it. They're fundamentally evil. Well, what's Israel saying? They're saying radical Muslims are fundamentally evil. I mean, it's just a mess, and I don't want to be part of it. So I want to ask the listeners, ladies and gentlemen, the dollar is devaluing quickly. The government is getting us in deep debt as they can. The government's militarizing and came out in the news again today and said liberty and patriot groups, homegrown groups, are the number one terror threat when that's pure bull and we've done nothing. They're getting ready to false flag us. So I'm telling you, what's the next big crisis is what I want to ask you. Are you mad about the Ebola being flown in? How does Obama think he won't get in trouble when the buck stops with him if it ends up getting out? Do they want plausible deniability when they end up releasing some? What's the next big crisis? Dollar going belly up? Stock market going belly up? A nuke going off in Manhattan claiming the Patriots did it. Obama's already setting the stage for that. We got missing nukes for real. The border's wide open. Do they want plausible deniability there? Because used to, politicians wouldn't want an open border and then have a terror attack because they'd get in trouble. Now, things are so upside down, they'll blow something up and say, I did it. I can have got MSNBC and CNN both saying, Alex Jones influence the Boston bombers and is to blame. Excuse me? With no proof. Just like saying you're racist if you don't like Obamacare. It doesn't make any sense, but they don't care. So believe me, they're going to blame Rand Paul, Alex Jones, and Matt Drudge and Ted Cruz. Because that's the only people they ever blame already. And they'll throw Rush Limbaugh in for good measure. And even if you don't like Rush Limbaugh, at least he's pro-gun. At least he wants lower taxes. Is he a warmonger? Yeah. Maybe he's not sophisticated enough to understand all this. I don't think that's the case. But the point is, he's not our enemy. And if they can shut him down with boycotts and the rest of it, they could shut us all down. That's why if they were arresting Michael Moore, even though I disagree with him across the board, like they did to Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker, I would come to Michael Moore's aid. Because, you see, I believe in the First Amendment and hanging together, and I realize if they can get him, they can get me, and they can get you. It's called common sense, folks. It's called not doing to other people stuff you don't want done to you. It's called treating people like you want to be treated. Jesus Christ told us to do that. And I don't care what you think about Jesus if you don't believe he's the Son of God. I know he is. The point is, you better know what he said is true. And is a lot better to follow than what's going on in this world today. Now, briefly, we fund this operation with people being PrisonPlanet.tv members, $5.95 a month. You can see the nightly news, all the films, the commercial-free video and audio podcast. The crew does a great job upkeeping it, John Bound and others. John just takes on so many duties that aren't even his to keep things running so well. What a great team. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank you all that are members. If you are a member, remember, 11 people can use that username and that passcode simultaneously. So share it with friends and family. If you haven't, remind people to go check out the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central on the button tonight, 7 o'clock Central with our great crew. David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, and John Bound, Darren McBreen, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, and so many others that bring you this operation. Rob Jacobson, the list goes on and on. So be sure and become a PrisonPlanet.tv member and share that membership and go to InfoWarsLife.com. Get the silver bullet, get the super male vitality, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I guess it'd be good to give the phone number out for folks to give us your take on what the next shoe to drop is. I wonder why there's no... I mean, all the phones are loaded with red lights, but none of them are showing we have callers yet because I haven't given the number out. That's the cue for them to answer the phone. Sorry. I want to hear from callers about what you think the next big crisis they're going to pull is. Or maybe you don't think they're pulling any of these, even though they are on record, many of them. And how bad do you think it's going to get? And are you angry about them bringing Ebola in? How does government think they can get away with doing stuff that's illegal? It's illegal to do things like this. You can look it up under the U.S. Code, under law. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And first-time callers are always welcome, but we're having open phones right now. All I ask is you have a good phone and that you not be drunk. 800-259-9231. Here's some of the headlines. Ebola terror at Gatwick as passenger collapses and dies getting off Sierra Leone flight. Isn't that just special? That's all over the British news, Daily Mail, you name it. Second American with Ebola to return tomorrow to Atlanta, to the hospital, treating sick people. What a wonderful idea. Ebola fears swirl around U.S.-Africa summit. The Hill reports that people may bring it back from the summit in Africa, where you've got all these hundreds of African officials and 50 African leaders meeting, all from different areas that may have Ebola. U.S. government seeking to test Ebola vaccine on humans. Yeah, the polio vaccine, it turned out, gave most people polio. It's still doing it today. Look it up. That's a great idea. Let's roll our sleeves up for that. Ebola death toll rises to 826 as outbreak spins out of control. Financial Times. U.S. government seeking to test Ebola, though. They'll keep us safe. Emirates suspends Ghana flights over Ebola. Oh, they're being racist. You're not allowed to control your border. You're racist. I think the babies should all bathe in Ebola to prove they're not against Africans. Of course, nothing to do with Africans except that it's hitting Africans. Atlanta hospital receives hate mail for treating aid workers stricken by Ebola. Yeah, how dare people want the law to be followed? Supposed to treat them on military bases or on ships. There's level 4 protocol. Supposed to have nothing but volunteers around that are doing this. Not people at a university hospital. And I watched CNN live as they brought them in the front door of the hospital. But they had a plastic tent over him. Everything's fine. I mean, it makes me sick how reckless this government is. They're a bunch of mental patients. See, it's criminology. The globalists run things. They have a plan. But elites always end up just going crazy and marrying their horses and attacking Russia like Hitler did and Napoleon and just starting fights with everyone and murdering their family members for no reason. And starting fights they can't win because any cop will tell you criminals love to brag and they love to push it too far when they don't get caught. They get more and more reckless, more and more reckless. And the government is just completely out of its mind crazy now. That at the top, do we have the Border Patrol people leaking the secret high-level document about diseases coming in and about it, criminals exploiting it? Did good people leak that? Yes. Are there good people in the CIA, the FBI? Probably even the ATF, some of them exposed Fast and Furious. Yes, but the people running the show, the committee chairman, the Democratic Party, John Boehner, are committed to this takeover and this fraud. We're going to start the next hour and take a gobbin of your phone calls, to quote an old Texas saying. We're going to cover some Larrapin information. That means super important, super good, cream of the cream. Nobody knows what Larrapin means. We just know it means it's Larrapin good. And again, if I'm laughing, folks, it's gallows humor. I am not going to get down over all this. I'm just going to fight as hard as I can, but it is gallows humor because I feel like laughing like Woody Woodpecker, folks. I mean, this is crazy. We'll be back. Tell your friends and family tune in right now to this AM and FM affiliate.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Tell people to tune in. We're warning, folks.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Only sunshine is going to expose this globalist virus.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water. For your preparedness storage or your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Steve Watson has a bombshell article, but we're going to change the headline because it's not even bombshell enough. The headline is Video, Border Patrol Agent Sums Up Startling Gravity of Immigration Crisis. The headline is Shock Video. Shock Video, Border Patrol Admits That There's No Such Thing as Citizens Anymore. Shock Video, Border Patrol Says Citizens Don't Exist, basically.
Board.
Me?
You're a citizen.
Yeah, but does it really matter?
Not anymore, unfortunately. Thank you.
You too.
And then they have an interview in there in the article breaking it all down. I mean, that is just bombshell. I mean, this is just crazy town, folks. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We're going to break down all the newest breaking news as well, but let's go to your calls first. William in FEMA Region 2, what former state are you in under occupied North America?
That's New York.
Okay, so you're where the country started up there in New York. Well, I guess the globalists couldn't take over, the British couldn't take over with weapons, but I guess the globalists took over with propaganda and BS and red tape, didn't they?
Clarify, that's New York State, not New York City. Big difference. A lot of people don't get that.
No, I know it's a big difference.
All right, but Alex, big supporter. Okay, I called in before, previously. I'm really getting sick and tired, man. Please stop saying that you're going to be leaving. Okay, or exit. I can understand the science behind that, but you know, you got a lot of loyal listeners, and you know, there's no difference if you know.
Brother, here's the deal. I'm not leaving the country. But I'm so honest that it's like an instinct. It'd be like if you were married, but Marilyn Monroe in her prime was saying, come on, baby. It'd be really hard even if you were a good preacher or, you know, or if you were Moses. It'd be really, or King David, you know, couldn't say no. So the whole issue is it's like running the South Pacific, getting out of here with my family, it literally is just a constant draw. So I'm honest with people, but then I say there's nowhere to run even medium term. So I'm going to stay, but it's just go ahead and make your point.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just saying my point is it frustrates a lot of people. I'm one of them that get really frustrated with that comment. Anyway. Also with the border crisis, you're talking about, you know, saying that, I don't understand why you're coddling these people. You're saying, oh, it's not their fault. You know, it is their fault. They intentionally want to come here and destroy the country. A lot of them.
Yeah, but I mean, folks, listen, do you have any idea how ignorant just the general public is that's blue collar, busy working all day? I mean, they have no idea how the world even works. These people are desperate. And I think it's important to humanize them, but to point out they're being used as weapons. But I mean, sure, a lot of them are criminals. I mean, the whole world, if you're a criminal, just get to the U.S. and you're fine.
Understood.
So I get your point, but I mean, what do you say about some poor woman from Guatemala who saves up all her money and gets a bus ride up to Texas? I mean, obviously, she's being exploited by the mafia that's the Democratic Party, and obviously she's going to vote to take my guns and literally rule me and my family, but still, I don't hate her. You understand that gives me the moral high ground, though, as well?
Understood. Can I give you just a tiny bit of background? I have a wife that's immigrant. I'm not going to say what country of origin, but played the cards right, went to school here, came here as a young child, played the cards right, went to high school, graduated high school, college, had two children with me, and still had a problem getting her citizenship until I spoke to a legislator that helped me out with
it. I want to hear about this because, no, it's true. They make it nearly impossible to come here legal. But then if you go to the Democratic Party route and pay them off and get in their system, then you can.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Or call 1-888-253-3139.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I think I'm going to tell the crew to put out a new bumper sticker that we'll put free in all the orders that come through InfoWarsStore.com. We already have a large assortment of interesting bumper stickers from Don't Tread on Me, Molon Labe, InfoWars.com, you name it. Spread the word. But I want one that says 2 plus 2 equals 4. If you guys will punch up my screen, TV viewers can see this. I sent it out on Twitter at Real Alex Jones a few minutes ago, and it is getting retweeted everywhere right now, going viral. And it says 2 plus 2 equals 4, George Orwell, the Hulk is green, Rex Jones. That's my son. And you're like, what's the point of that? We know 2 plus 2 equals 4. No, no, no. When we have a bumper sticker of 2 plus 2 equals 4 under at InfoWars.com, in fact, I want that very design that our graphic people did as a square bumper sticker or as a rectangular bumper sticker, people will say, what does that mean? And you go, well, Common Core, 2 plus 2 equals 5. The ability to be free is what Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, wrote in 1984, is to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. Citizens spied on without warrants, checkpoints on the highways, armored vehicles, search at the airport, but the border's wide open. That, my friends, is 2 plus 2 equals 5. That is discriminatory. Illegals get to go have a baby free at the hospital. A citizen doesn't. That's 2 plus 2 equals 5. The revolution, 2 plus 2 equals 4. People love stuff like the equal sign or rainbow or you know, whatever. I know what's archetypal and what will be picked up and become a signet, a symbol of freedom, part of the pantheon of logos that promote liberty. And 2 + 2 = 4 is it. Join me at Real Alex Jones in retweeting that tweet, because it's like a riddle. People say, what does that mean? 2 + 2 = 4. The Hulk is green. Tyranny is tyranny. World government's tyranny. Obama's a tyrannical thug, not a liberal. The Republican leadership are a bunch of scum. I also sent a tweet out yesterday, and my buddy Shane Steiner sent me a photo of a woman taking the mark of the beast. That's up on Real Alex Jones in the photos. It's a woman getting a giant Obama tattoo on the back of her neck. It's a joke. Now, I want to race through your calls now. I want to go back to the article up on Infowars.com by Steve Watson with the headline, Video Border Patrol Agent Sums Up the Startling Gravity of Immigration Crisis and Says That It Means Nothing to Be a Citizen. That's what he's saying. Because what do you have to, I mean, to be a citizen, sometimes they conscript you for war. It means you have rights. It means you can go and vote. It means you can run for office. It means you are the government. Well, now they're saying, oh, no, anybody that comes here. Colorado has seen a 90%+ increase the last year. That was in the news last week for illegals wanting their driver's license. And they're given them, and then they're allowed to vote. I can't go to Mexico and vote. They would laugh at me. They would beat me up, and rightfully so. At least they have nationalism down there. They're a failed third world country, but at least they have nationalism. It's been drummed out of us. Let's play the clip of the truck driver. The full video is up on Infowars.com in Texas, 70+ miles from the border. And they say, are you a U.S. citizen? And he says, yeah, but does it matter? And the Border Patrol agent says, yeah, not really anymore. Because if illegals show up to him, he just loads them, takes them to ICE, who's Obama run, and then the Democratic Party and the former head of the Ford Foundation, who set all this up, decides where to send them. And the cops in Dallas said this week, over the weekend, they said, we had an article, anybody protest, we're coming after you. You don't protest in Texas. You do what you're told. Just like all over DFW, they say you can't stand with political signs on the side of the road, but if it's a pizza place or Liberty Tax, you're allowed to. Dallas is shameful, ladies and gentlemen. My hometown calls itself Republican. What a joke. It's turning blue right now. And the Republicans are all too busy going to their Baptist churches and visiting their hookers at night to even know what's going on around them. Makes me want to vomit. I'll hand this to at least so-called liberals in old liberal bastions like Austin. They leave the First Amendment alone at least partially. Because the liberals won't put up with it. But see, the new liberal, oh, it's not allowed. William, you were finishing up about how hard it was, your wife, all the stuff she went through to try to become a citizen legally. Describe that versus coming here illegally. You're just instantly legalized, but put on the Democratic Party assembly line. Break it down.
Okay, well, here it is, Alex. You know, my wife, really good girl. Every husband thinks their wife that way. But come here, her whole family, work hard, pay taxes, always work. Like I said, graduated high school, graduated college with honors. You know, pay taxes, which a lot of people aren't too into these days, it seems. But had problems getting her citizenship, which I found out because we had 2 children. This is 20 years later, mind you. And then was also told she couldn't vote unless she had citizenship. You know, I got through the red tape somehow by luck and spoke to a legislator. Legislator put me in touch with my local congresswoman and somehow.
Well, that's another thing. Americans have been taught how to not work the system, even legally and lawfully. But I've noticed the La Raza and Mecha people are always on my website going, you're going to get it, Whitey, we're going to get you one day, we're going to kill you, blah, blah, blah. And they'll say, we know how to work the system, you don't. And really what it is, and then they'll say, and blacks don't know either, ha, ha, ha. I mean, you can literally type that in, and you'll find it on InfoWars in the comments. And that's not your average Hispanic American, but that's who the Democrats are behind. That's who they're empowering. That's who they're saying is normal, so they can bully other people to join their racial club. It is exactly like the Ku Klux Klan. It's just Hispanic, and it's run by the Department of Defense, Ford Foundation, and the RAND Corporation on record. And you want to know how they're going to break this country? They don't let you come in legal. They bring you in illegal to make sure you're the very poorest people who don't want to follow laws and things. You fit right into Akron. Again, Veritas Projects, and I appreciate your call, walked into facility after facility and said, we want to run small children, children we're trafficking in here to run sex operations with them. They go, great, wonderful, we'll set you up with that. We've got all the operators to help you. I mean, it was just like, you're part of, absolutely, because what do you think's going on in there? That's what it is. That's all they do is run in these Democratic Party affiliated operations, is run criminal operations. And of course they don't want us having guns. If you're a Democratic operative in Chicago, you can have a machine gun. You're not getting in trouble with the cops. You can beat people up at bars. You can kill your neighbor. You don't get in trouble. Unless you go against the system, then they take you down. But see, then your country collapses. So that's how this country now works, in these areas controlled by them. And the Republican leadership has sold out to the mafia and has decided that, you know, they're going to go along with this because they're being blackmailed by the NSA on record. I've had William Binney, number four in the NSA, go public and say there's blackmail across the board. And others have gone public saying the same thing. And then they run these operatives out there that pose as conservatives going, Alex Jones claims he has whistleblowers on like Wayne Madsen and William Binney, who claims he was an intelligence agent. They won't even say where he was from, hoping that the people watching him on TV don't go look it up. I mean, William Binney is on record who he was in hundreds of newspapers, New York Times, Associated Press, London Guardian. But they have people come out to their Republican audiences and go, all right, let me tell you who you got to look out for. It's this KGB agent. Literally, this one guy, it's incredible humor. People send it to me. I only watch it because of humor. The little secret around here is I love being attacked. Not in a sadomasochistic way, but it's like a joke. It's entertainment. But I swore it off 6-7 years ago and have really cut back. But I was watching one of these videos, and this guy talks with a get-smart-type accent. He goes, and guess who else we've got? KGB operative Alex Jones. That's right. And he's got these intelligence agents he claims, and they claim work for the government. That's right. Wayne Madsen. William Binney. Huh. As if anybody believes that. And the crowd's like laughing. I mean, it's like, next he's going to say 2 + 2 = 4. Huh? Think so, baby? Let's go to your calls. Wesley in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah. For anybody who, you know, feeling sorry for, you know, I get it. I feel sorry for these people that are, you know, living in these third world countries and want to come up here. But the answer isn't to bring them here, like you say, it's to fix their country. But regardless of that, you know, I'm going to Japan just to study here in a month or two. And you would not believe the amount of protocol you have to go through just to go study, let alone become a citizen of Japan. My God.
That's because we're called first world nations and we don't want to collapse into disease. I mean, does anyone have any idea how scary third world countries are? Geraldo Rivera says we're just fear-mongering.
Oh, yeah, or racist, you know. So just play that card over and over. You're racist. You don't.
I challenge Geraldo Rivera to come back on my show and defend his ideas here fairly. I'll give him 50-50 time, 30 minutes. I've been on his radio show, his TV show. He's come on my show a couple times. He needs to come on. And don't give me that News Corps won't let you come on, Geraldo.
Yeah, I actually got a lot of respect for him when he came on your show that one time. And, you know, he admitted you're right about the NSA and stuff like that. But then, you know, I'm losing respect for him again right now. So,
well, no, he said, I'm sorry, you're right. Off air, he said, there's a lot of evidence. 9/11's, like you say, to a great extent. There's a lot of evidence of government drug dealing, and there's a lot of evidence of the NSA. And, well, I got to say, you were right. And I grew up watching Geraldo when, like, the Klan broke his nose and all that. I loved Geraldo when I was a kid. And you know, I'm not somebody enamored with stars now, but if I was a fan of somebody when I was a kid, like Dave Mustaine, it's really weird than when you're having dinner with them. And yeah, it's very irritating. I mean, come on, Geraldo. Why don't you live in Guatemala if it's so great? Anything else, caller?
Yeah, I want to ask you, I was big on the, you know, pro-Palestinian thing, you know, I understand it's Israel's government people. It's not the Jews that live in Israel that are wanting, you know, that are...
Well, I want to get your take on the Palestinians briefly. I don't want to cut you off. Then we'll go to Paula, Jared, Will, Justin, and others.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving.
I won't even turn my head.
I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone.
Don't be
that song is well written. Familiar women throw fits, they do it, they lay there on their bed.
Understand.
I'm tired of your bad talking, lady.
Understand.
We'll go back to Wesley, Paul, and others that are holding Justin and others here in a moment. First off, here's that video again of Texas, one of the internal checkpoints. The article is up on Infowars.com. Shock video. Border Patrol agent admits citizenship doesn't really exist under Obama. I mean, that's what he's saying. It doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not. That means there is no citizenship. It just means you're all slaves. Here it is.
Border Patrol, how many people on board?
Me?
You're a citizen.
Yeah, but does it really matter?
Not anymore, unfortunately. Thank you.
Not anymore. Thank you. Let's go back to Wesley. Wesley, what was your point about Israel and Gaza and all the rest of it?
Well, you know, in this whole conspiracy thing, you know, researching this, Israel is the part where I struggle the most, being a Christian and all, because clearly it was founded as a Rothschild, you know, state, Zionism and all this. But I'm starting to see all this anti-Semitism sprout back up, you know, all these riots and stuff. And that kind of scares me because, yeah, clearly Israel is in the wrong in a lot of this. It's the government, though. It's not the people themselves. And I don't want a whole lot, you know, the world's hear Israel and they think Jews. Okay, it's all the Jews' fault. It's not. Jews aren't the, you know, center of this conspiracy. They're not the ones running the world.
Well, look, yeah, look. It's so sophisticated that I hate to even get into it unless I do an hour-long breakdown on it. We probably should set aside a week sometime, a whole week, just spend an hour each day on the history of the Middle East, the history of that area where Israel is, the surrounding Palestine, to really discuss it. But both sides demonize the other. Both sides spew out rhetoric and disinfo. And Israel does a lot of things that I don't like. That said, the Palestinians and the folks in the Gaza Strip murder and kill and stone to death and drag people behind motorcycles who say don't shoot rockets. I mean, you're not allowed to have your freedom to say I'm against this. They kill you. So here's the deal. I don't want to put my wife in a burqa or my children, my daughters, and I don't want to adopt that. I mean, Egypt's not letting them in for a reason. So, and it's a diverse group of Palestinians, and it's a diverse group in Israel. So it's not just choose a side. It's sophisticated. I mean, Israel and a separate Israeli administration. See, it's more sophisticated than that. It's wrong to even say Israel. An Israeli administration in the mid-70s founded Hamas to radicalize and destabilize Palestinian-held areas. Now, that's bad. I think that's terrible. I'm not against Israel. I'm against that. Netanyahu came out a month and a half ago and said, we need ISIS. Good thing they're doing destabilizing things. That's immoral to say run around and blow up countries that are stable where Christians and Jews and who've lived in peace and non-radical Muslims are being killed. I criticize Netanyahu big time. I didn't get any thanks from all the Arab lobbies and the Palestinian lobby and all the white supremacists that all run around together on these websites attacking me because I work for Israel, according to them. I'm Jewish, and I need to be killed. I'm not Jewish, but it wouldn't matter if I was. And so I'm just like, you know what? You people act so horrible and so vitriolic and so tribal and so dumbed down. I'm not with you. I don't like people with primitive rockets being bombed by F-16s. I get the Goliath-David analogy. But at the same time, I'm not joining you. I don't like you either. On average. It's the same deal where my friend doesn't like you. I don't like you either. I have the death sentence on 12 systems. I'm just going back to quoting Star Wars here, but I'm not some criminal here who just wants to start a fight. That I feel for the Palestinian children. I like a lot of interesting things about Arab culture. I went to high school and college and had Arab friends and people. I was against murdering all the Iraqis and doing those wars. I'm against overthrowing Syria. I'm against starting wars, overthrowing countries, putting sanctions on people. I'm against chaos. I'm against evil. But it's more sophisticated than that. Do you get where I'm coming from here, Wesley?
Oh, yeah, I agree completely with you. And I see that stuff, too, about you being, you know, with
good, let them say it. I love it. Fine. I work for Israel. Yes, it's all true. Can we move on now to fluoride in the water and garbage in the vaccines and all the rest of it? Of course, I'm against Israel wanting to attack Syria, so I work for Israel. I'm against Netanyahu wanting to back ISIS. I must work for Israel. And see, they don't care. They'll be dishonest and take that clip out of context. I don't care.
We're on the march.
I don't care.
The
I have integrity.
On the run.
I'm good. I'm for
Alex
real.
Jones
everybody
the
knows
GCN
it.
Radio
and I will
Network.
Never join the white supremacists or crazy...
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented fact. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund Infowars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfowarsLife.com.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your free wire stand with the purchase of a ProPure Big Water Filtration System. Or call 1-888-253-3139. Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You're listening to Shooter Jennings and The Door.
Took me off the wall. Leave me off the sand.
George. That's the name of the album. ShooterJennings.com. You can hear this song. And I know it's really The Door. And you can hear a few other songs, but the album doesn't officially come out until tomorrow. And you're hearing it here first. Of course, he's the son of legendary Waylon Jennings, a friend of the show. His last big album was a hit. And, of course, he did that working with Stephen King, who did original recordings and voiceovers, lengthy ones, because he's a Shooter Jennings fan, for the album. And the reason I like Shooter Jennings is our politics are pretty close. We love liberty, and we don't buy into official constructs or stereotypes. But also because his music's so good. I mean, the last album was Pink Floyd meets the Rolling Stones, meets Waylon Jennings, meets The Doors, meets I don't know what. I mean, just the whole album, every time I listen to it in my car, listen on my iPod or on my iPhone, it's just so good. And we're going to play part of Summer of Rage coming up at the start of the next segment from his last album. I know the crew last time he came through Central Texas went out and saw him and said it was an amazing show. I was too busy with family to go. ShooterJennings.com, BCRMedia.com, I guess is the record label. And he's the only son of country legend Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter. Shooter Jennings literally spent his childhood on a tour bus. And he's born Waylon Albright Jennings, or Shooter. And we've got a poster of his last album hanging up back in my office. So, Shooter, it is good to have you via Skype with us today. Congratulations on the new album, and thanks for rolling it out here on the broadcast, buddy.
Man, thank you so much for having me. You know I love talking to you. I love being on the air. And I tell you what, man, ever since our last talk when I was in there in studio, you wouldn't believe how many people come up to me at shows and even on the street and say that they saw or heard the show, man, and that they loved it, you know. And so I really appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. Let's talk about your style of music and, of course, the legend George Jones that died this year. I just kept expecting that guy to live forever. One of the hardest working, hardest drinking guys in show business, but finally reformed himself. I know you were friends with him. Let's talk about George Jones, and you were already doing this album in a tribute to him, I'm told, before he died.
Well, what actually happened is that I didn't start the tribute until after he died. But what had happened is about in 2012, I got an email from a guy who said he was producing George Jones's final record and wondered if I had any music for it. So I don't usually like stockpile songs. So I kind of wrote two of them, one of which I co-wrote with a dear friend of mine. And I sent it to this guy and it turns out that he was not telling the truth, but I never heard anything back. And then George passed. And then I was digging through my emails and I ran across the songs and I was like, man, you know, these things are actually pretty good. And, you know, I think that people would dig to hear them. And so I recorded them and it just kind of, then I started doing a couple of the covers and it just kind of turned into like a whole, you know, extended play record of just covers and the two originals. So, man, you know, George was like, there's not very many people that I've met in this music business that don't get so sidetracked by their own worth and fame and stuff. And George was one of those guys that always was really humble and always really sweet to me. And, you know, growing up as a kid, it went a long ways that he looked at me like a real person and not just like some, you know, kid running around the house he didn't care about when I was little. So he was a very kind-hearted man, you know. And when I did my first record, he came in and sang a little on it and stuff. And it was really, he was, and when I asked him to do it, he just said yes and did it and came and was just so awesome. And I don't know. He was just such a good person, man. And that's not only that, he was the greatest country singer of all time, if not the greatest singer of all time.
Well, let's talk about George Jones, because I grew up, some of my earliest memories, 2, 3, 4 years old. My mom would listen to rock and roll. So would my dad, you know, Beatles, all that stuff. But we would listen to country music. And, of course, we would listen to all the classic stuff like George Jones, but then also outlaw stuff that was just getting big in the mid-70s with your dad, like his good friend Willie Nelson. So, I mean, let's talk about George Jones and you as a child through a child's eyes on tour, but at his house, your dad being friends with him, I guess, who the real George Jones was.
Man, you know, I knew, it's funny because as a kid, I didn't really witness any of the, you know, some of his battles so much. I mean, maybe if I did, I don't remember. I just remember him being around a lot, him and Tony Joe White. You know, Willie lived in Texas and a lot of those guys, but so as far as like the Nashville kind of side of things where I grew up, you know, George was around a lot and you know, you're around, like you have your dad's friends, you know, to a little kid, it's about the same. But as you start getting older and start realizing who George Jones is and the importance of him and how talented he is. And then when you finally in your life get your heart broken by some mean old woman for the first time and you actually understand the
exactly,
you know what I mean? You're like when he finally hits you, you're like, good God, like listen to that voice and those songs. I mean, it's just so powerful. So like by the time that I was getting older and I kind of got a chance to be around him again, it was like I was starstruck, you know, even though I've been around him my whole life, but he was always one of those guys, man. It's like he would, like there was I can give you a bunch of examples, but there's been times that I'd seen him out and he was performing that night and like him and his wife Nancy would welcome me on his bus and he'd give me a big hug and they just ask how I was doing and want to talk and stuff, you know, and all I'm sitting there doing is being like, man, I can't believe I didn't know for the first 18 years of my life that you were this guy. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's one of those things where I was just so proud of the fact that I was able to call him a friend later in life and he was just such a kind-hearted person that doing a tribute to him came very easily to me, you know?
How do you get the nickname Old Possum?
Cause he got a reputation of not showing up. You know, they call him No Show Jones. And so he was playing possum. There were a lot of gigs in the 70s and 80s and stuff where he wouldn't show up at the gig, so he got the nickname.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard, but sometimes, you know, you hear it secondhand. Just like I'd heard secondhand, you know, why you did this record, and it was pretty close, but not exactly, accurate. You know, I guess in later years, he got better about showing up, but I guess he liked to get hammered sometimes.
Oh yeah, I mean, he had a lot of demons to battle there, and he won, and that's so hard because, you know, it's one thing when you're doing things that are, you know, you're a crooked guy or something and you're hurting other people and stuff like that. It's one kind of a character attribute and with a guy like George, you know, he was only hurting himself with that. And I think that was kind of the ultimate battle for him. But man, I mean, if you ever heard that song, the Choices off the Cold Hard Truth, man, what a great song. I remember in the 90s when that came out, hearing that was when I really first started falling in love with country music, and I heard that Choices, and I just, it was so heavy.
So even though your dad was, you know, one of the country music legends and is, Waylon Jennings, you didn't really start falling in love with it till you tuned in to the really deep stuff from George Jones.
Yeah, George and Hank Jr. and a lot of those guys, like, and a lot of Willie's songwriting. I mean, I love my dad's music, but that was kind of a comfort thing. But I mean, it really wasn't until I started, you know, as a kid, I loved rock and roll so much because there's energy and there's all this thing, you know, there's this kind of like power and angst to it. But like when you, like I said, when you kind of live enough that you start understanding what, you know, like Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, when that's like something powerful, you know, or like He Stopped Loving Her Today, when you start realizing the emotion behind these songs.
What's the name of the Johnny Cash song? We played it earlier where he says, you know, lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. You don't know till you grow up and that girlfriends or whatever, or wives or whatever, get mad and then lay in the bed all day yelling at you. You know, sometimes I read that happens. The whole point is that until you're a man and been through that, then you don't even get the music. Just like you said earlier.
It's very true, man. It's very true, you know, and I'm a prime example of that, having grown up around this music, you know, but there was a point in time for me, for sure, when I finally got it. And I mean, all the other rock and roll stuff I used to listen to seemed so dumb after that, because you saw these big men on stage singing these beautiful love songs that were like so heavy. You know, there was nothing more manly than that.
I agree with you. Tell us about the hat you're wearing. Radio viewers can't, radio listeners can't see it like TV viewers. I guess that this show could be called Radio Viewers. We ought to grab some names along those lines right now since I said it. But it says Repent, Shooter Jennings.
Yeah, it does. It's actually, there's a band called Those Poor Bastards out of up north that I love very much. Play kind of an interesting kind of country music. And my buddy Blake Judd gave me this hat, but I love it all the time. You know, like I listen to your show when we're all the time, and especially when I'm on the road. And lately, like, I mean, right now we're in such a hotbed of like, you know, where there's like taboo stuff, like with what's going on over there in Israel and Gaza and all this stuff. It's like, there's so much taboo out there. And I love that you don't turn your back on it. And when I just opened my computer, I looked and I saw I'm wearing the repent hat and I've got the, don't tread on me up there. And I said, oh crap, you know, they're going to think that I've gone crazy. But the reality is, man, I love that you stand up for family values. You know, I'm a real rough around the edges kind of guy, but at the same time, like, I'm very much libertarian. I'm very much right down the middle. And I hate the way that the media has done this. I mean, there really isn't anybody out there but you that are really speaking the truth besides, you know, somebody every once in a while that George Norrie will bring on. I mean, I honestly have to get my news from you or go to InfoWars because it is like that. People need to repent. It's not even a religious thing necessarily. People need to realize that we're in a time that they're trying to take away all of the morality in the world. And it's right now is the time to hang on to your kids and your family and, you know, and fight against it.
Well, that's really touching that you say that, my friend. But look, we're all in this together. And just because none of us are perfect, that's what makes us human. That's what makes us special in different ways. We've got to have a bad side to be able to recognize what's good in life. It's the people out there that seem like they're not even alive who just buy into the plastic fake culture. Those are the folks that I'm really, really worried about. But my dad says it all the time, and more as I grow up, all of us need to reset and admit what we've done that's bad, look at what we've done that's good, and try to go forward. Because when we check out of here, like Gerald Celente always says, I want to be able to look back and be proud of what I've done and left a better world. And it's not that I'm some goody two-shoe. It's that's what you're meant to do. That's what feels good. And it's good to honor other great minds and people. It's good to teach others. It's good to teach others by admitting our mistakes. That's really the human condition. Trying to pretend that we're perfect, I think that's really the big problem.
I agree, man. And, you know, I love that you've got your dad involved a lot now in what you're doing. And he's kind of full-time with you quite a bit, right? And I know that the other day I was listening to one of your shows. It was a great one. It was about, the guy who wrote the book who's got all the mineral stuff. Oh man, I can't remember.
Oh yeah, that's Dr. Wallach with his book that I haven't plugged again since then. Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission.
What a great show. I mean, and that's a prime example of what you're talking about. Like people, it's the ambivalent people, the people that accept television and accept, like the fact that, you know, the media is controlled by such a small portion. I mean, incredibly, three companies are controlling, you know, everything. I mean, 80% of it. And it's like, you look at this and you look at, and people say things like I just found out about some groups, in which it's like musical Bilderberg groups where they get together with radio and these high end rich people and they decide like what's going to happen, you know, and I'm realizing how much more of that is happening in music. And I'm realizing how my dog's barking.
That's fine. But exactly. And then we all have to support independent media and independent music that most of the time is better than what's being shoveled at us, and then revolt with our dollars and take the culture over that way. We should talk more about that. That's why everybody out there, you know, should go to your website and should download and buy the vinyl. I'm going to get a vinyl. I love listening to vinyl at my house. People need to go to ShooterJennings.com. It comes out tomorrow. Pre-order it now to drive it up the charts, because I know you could have gone with the big establishment folks, but you've been being independent as well, Shooter.
Yeah, man. We've got our label, Black Country Rock. We've got it in Fold Motion. We're going to send you a package of vinyls for you and all the guys in the office. But we've been working really hard and really we got our own warehouse and we're pressing and we have all this stuff going on. So we're really I'm producing a lot of other artists, trying to bring the independents out there and give people hope that there is really, you can make good music and get heard, because it's hard right now with the corporates, man, and the way they get you on the internet. I mean, they came in and they got their place on the internet musically, and now everybody has to pay like 50% for nothing to everybody just because iTunes got in there first. And I mean, iTunes has done really great things, but at the same time, we need to find a decentralized music system, I do think.
Well, they told us with Obama deception, we submitted it three times and we had to pay each time. And they just said, you know what? We're not going to accept it.
God.
Even though it's been seen like 50 something million times for free. on, you know, Google's platforms, they approached us, a subgroup, and I said, I've been refused a lot of stuff, you know, by the Apple people before. And they said, oh, no, it'll be fine. But then higher-ups basically nixed it and said no. That's an example how they don't just take half of what you make. They can then start coming in and censoring you. And it's really a disgusting thing.
It is true, man. I mean, Apple just went through hell over the Bitcoin thing because they tried to can it and censor it completely, and people went crazy, and now they've had to open it back up. And it goes to show when people stand up in a community, though, eventually it's not going to – it'll never work. In history and cartoons and comic books and everything, it always spells it out. There's always that bad guy who's, like, talking bad about you and talking – you're trying to pin all the points about the things you're doing wrong. But, you know, everybody knows he's bad. Everybody knows these guys are out here are bad, and they can't topple the people. It all – good always does prevail.
It does. It's just sometimes it's hell before you get there. And I want to come back and ask you where you think the world is going in the six-minute segment we'll have left with Shooter Jennings. And next time you come through Central Texas, buddy, to see Willie, you need to come on into the studio, my friend.
Anytime, man. I bet I will.
All right, Shooter Jennings. We're going to go out and – get dinner or something sometime. ShooterJennings.com, BCRmedia.com. He's producing a lot of independent music out there. And how do you make independent music take over? You go out and you buy it, you support it, you promote it. We'll be back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit. This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree to the ground, shutting from the sound.
This song is so good. We kind of threw together Police State 4. I mean, it's a good film, but there's so much. It just didn't have some of the production quality I wanted to, but he let us put this in the film. And I think it made the film a lot better, but hopefully I can use this in an upcoming film that's got really high production quality. That's from A Summer of Rage, the lead track in his last album. You can find it at ShooterJennings.com on vinyl or download it there. You can find a lot of it for free. And of course you can go to iTunes, everywhere else and get it. But it's important to download music from some of the alternative places that have it so the big conglomerates and monopolies don't get it. And my issue, and I'm not on some jag or attacking Apple today, it's just that we need to support farmers markets. We need to support independent media. Even if you don't totally agree with it, it's you supporting it, spreading the word, buying it, buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com, buying the great products at InfoWarsLife.com, being PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news members that builds a platform like this. And then you see all the independent filmmakers and music people I have on, because that's where the real revolution is not in violence, but is in the culture. Shooter Jennings, where do you see this world going? What gets you most upset? And what do you think the next shoe to drop is?
Man, there's a lot that I get upset about. I mean, this whole net neutrality thing that they're trying to wipe out, you know, they're trying to figure out, you know, it's already messed up that our service providers can like slow down certain websites and certain other things so, you know, kind of gearing people that way. But the internet was decentralized and now they're trying to reverse that. And that really to me is not only have they broken the back of the media industry. Well, the internet broke the back of the media industry, so the media industry is trying to take over the internet and get their money there. So that gets me fired up. Like I said, I'm into the Bitcoin thing. I believe in that. I think it's could be a system to really end the banking fiasco that we have going on. But, you know, again, it's like the internet. It's going to take a while to put in there to get into place. But I do believe in it. And I think that we're on a path of really bright developers when it comes to the internet and things like that are going to really challenge these corporations, because the corporations are always the last ones. You know, they're always too slow to the buck. I mean, that's why a company like Apple got in there with the music business and got in very early when all the record labels were saying, oh, these MP3s will never happen. It's too complicated. And, you know, Apple said, ha ha, we were here first. And then there's no one been able to challenge that, you know, and,
They went in, got Napster shut down, and then they cloned it.
Yeah, they cloned it, made money off of it, and you know, and there's companies out there to get your music on iTunes. You have to get you know, pillaged by another company that's going to take another percentage or charge you a lot of money to get your music even to get on iTunes to have them take their 30%. So it's like you end up in this, the music business thing is the most important thing to me right now. There's a thing called the Content Creators Coalition that I was lucky enough to become a board member on. And it's a lot of great artists from Tom Waits to Roseanne Cash to guys from all kinds of rock bands and country bands and jazz bands. Anyway, just people kind of standing up. They're trying to fight a lot of the royalties things that are going on with like Spotify, which are just ridiculous. But for me, like I'm trying to work, being a computer geek, I'm trying to work with some people to try and figure out a solution based on this brilliant model of what the Bitcoin blockchain is.
Do 5 more minutes with us, and I promise callers when Shooter goes, I'm going to go to Paul, I'm going to go to Jared, I'm going to go to Will, I'm going to go to Alex and Steve. We'll get to all of you. Open phones in the next hour in news. But Shooter, we're back in 70 seconds. Do 5 more minutes with us. I want to hear about this, because I'm going to finally go ahead and add Bitcoin to the InfoWars store. I'll tell folks why as well.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million and what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products.
The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have huge Ebola news breaking at the start of the next segment and your phone calls. A little bit of extra time with Shooter Jennings. ShooterJennings.com. His new album, which is amazing. I've only heard part of it. On vinyl and for download, comes out tomorrow. He's got some of the songs up there free right now on the website, ShooterJennings.com. We're going to tweet that out in a few minutes on Real Alex Jones as well on Twitter. But Shooter, in the 5 minutes we've got left, you were getting into Bitcoin. I've never been against Bitcoin. I just underestimated the power of the people to defeat all the government attacks and propaganda. And so now it's such a protest movement that even though they've driven it down a few times, it keeps going back up. That obviously, I guess, if the mainstream's been forced to use it, that InfoWarsStore.com will start using it. We're just going with the most standard, safe way to use it. That'll be in the next week or two, but very exciting.
Yeah, BitPay and Coinbase both offer a really cool way to do it. We accept them through our store on our label, our little label and stuff. But, what it is, man, is it's like the guys who created it, that you can embed a message in a transaction. And the first transaction that was ever made said, it was the headline of the Washington Post, I think, and it said, big banks approved second, or it said, government approves second bailout for big banks. And it was like a reaction to the corruption that was happening at that time, right around 2009. And I think it's grown now into something that's like a bacteria, and people can't fight it because it's community driven. It is open source. It is completely transparent, and there's really no way for the government. They can go in and try and buy as much of it as they want, but all they're going to do is just drive the activity up and drive the transactions up. And it's like, it's the first time something decentralized. You don't need a third party. You don't need like a PayPal. I can send you money and it's verified via the mining network. It's pretty fascinating. It's just people got to wrap their heads around it. And after they do, I think they'll get it.
Sure. And I was able to wrap my head around it. That's how the globalists have gotten all the power. They control the fiat currency, but only they control it. This cryptocurrency, the idea is beautiful. I was just worried about the providence. But as you said, the first message was clearly a protest against the big mega banks in money transfers, not just bailouts, but direct taxes to them. Just like Obamacare is the direct tax of the insurance companies. And the Supreme Court even ruled that. They say invention is basically created by necessity, that necessity is the mother of invention. And we need to survive. We're being crushed by this system. We need to create alternatives and work together. And I think that's the message of this broadcast here. And I think your music and your record label is a big part of that. And the political messages of liberty that you've put into them is just another example of what will turn the tide.
Man, I really appreciate it, Alex. I can't tell you how much it means that you have me on and support the music. And I got another one coming a lot like the Summer Rage stuff that's going to be coming hopefully next year. So I can't wait for you to hear it, man.
Well, buddy, I'm going to be listening to this record as soon as it comes out tomorrow. I'm going to download it. We got about a minute left. Other points you think are important to make?
Man, I just think it's important that people do the research themselves with all of this, like with music. Dig, find bands. Right now it's a hard time, a hard place. You can't trust what they're shoveling down your throat. And I think people are on the right, as long as they're listening to you right now, I don't have to tell them anything.
Man, we can all be reminded, and myself included, don't just go listen to stuff you were listening to when you were 15 years old, you know, go out and find the new stuff. And I just find incredible stuff out there, but you've got to dig.
Yeah, you do. You do have to dig. But there are good sources out there, and shows like yours and some stuff that's on satellite. I do a radio show. A lot of different great artists do radio shows. So I think if people stay up with it, the tide is turning. It's just
brilliant. Oh, it is. New music, independent music, is really supplanting the old rotting order, because establishment music just gets worse and worse. It's not like they've got Led Zeppelin or Metallica coming up. Yeah. I mean, it is some really bad stuff. All right, ShooterJennings.com. Shooter, I love you because you're a straight shooter. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
I love you. Thank you so much, Alex.
All right, you're awesome. Hopefully get on Coast to Coast. That'll really promote your stuff. All right, we'll be back.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Hi. I'm Dr. Edward Grupp. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Or call 1-888-253-3139.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Teach him he can trust me like a brother. One day we'll saddle up and ride.
That's Chris Christopherson.
And we're gonna ride.
You know who that is?
We're gonna ride. Riding like a one-eyed jack.
That's Johnny Cash.
The devil's close behind. We're
going right back
ride
to your calls here in a moment. We gotta wait till Waylon Jennings comes in, because his boy, Waylon Jennings, Shooter Jennings, was just on with us. Waylon Jr.
I'm gonna find me a reckless
There he is.
Raise your blades and die, sinner high.
And just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Best part right here. Thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning in her thigh.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind.
We'll all ride on forever, just like all of us do through our work, through our children, and through our shared human experience on this planet in deep space. It's pretty heavy. Yeah, now Obama's red carpets and helicopters don't make me feel so small.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
With the woman, the stallion, and the wind.
And
the sun is gonna burn into a cinder.
And the sun is gonna burn into a cinder.
Before we ever pass this way again. Stranger eons, even death may die, H.P. Lovecraft.
Ride like a one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind.
With the devil close behind. Listen to Johnny Cash's voice just thumping. Daddy sing bass. Mama sing tenor. All right, we got serious news to cover. Big news on Ebola. You tell Kit Daniels, it refreshes late on my computer for some reason. If that article's out, red link it. Please bring it to me as soon as it's done. We don't have this news ready yet for folks. But look at this Paul Watson article. Agri-terrorism. Feds shut down seed library in Pennsylvania now that Monsanto has completely taken over the FDA board. They have shut it down. They're going into private seed banks that have heirloom seeds and shutting them down because Big Agra has done things like gone out and bought up all the heirloom seeds so they can destroy them. And then they go out and claim that, oh, now you don't own this. It's patented, even though you purchased it and own it. It's like saying, you know, they patented a Volkswagen from 1970 or 1977 or whatever, Super Beetle or whatever it is. And so you own one so they can take it. This is just turning into total Twilight Zone. Again, just ask Kit. Just let me know. Has that gone up yet? Because that's all I want to know.
It's up.
Just print it for me because whatever this computer does, it does not refresh like the other computers in the office. And I need it. I want to print it off, red link it. I'll tell folks what it is after we take calls here. Let's go to Paul in California. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm in California, and I just like to say that I think that a lot of what's going on is to entertain us and get us off of the cure. They are putting crisis after crisis, and we need to concentrate on getting rid of our leadership. And the easiest way to do that, I believe, is the Occupy stuff. If the people of the United States really knew what the Fed and Wall Street was doing, our problem would be solved. I think they put a lot of effort against the Occupy movement, and impeachment would happen easily if that was followed through on.
Well, caller, that's a very sophisticated point you bring up. I mean, you say it simply, and you sound like an eloquent, intelligent person. And I respect what you say, and I tend to agree with you at one level. The Occupy movement was a projection of mainstream media, because I was here covering it day by day, that people are bad at Wall Street, they're going to take action, they want socialism, they want to crush the banks, and communism will save us. Now, the people that showed up didn't really believe that in most cases. It was a very diverse group, and it was mainly a way to then project onto any anti-corruption and Wall Street movement that you're a bunch of communists, like the globalist brand rebellion in Latin America or Asia always is communist. Because they don't want it to be legitimate, you know, nationalism like Putin's doing. That really freaks them out. They don't want it to be something that's hard for them to demonize. They want it to be their failed, corrupt, evil ideology that they've already used to overthrow country after country. Because it failed for the people, it succeeded for the globalists to knock countries out, keep them out of competition, and only have a few top thugs the robber barons have to deal with, like Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong. So I watched that happen, and I watched terrible things done to Occupy. And when Occupy wouldn't be taken over by Obama, and wouldn't be taken over and turned into a George Soros army, when Al Gore said we need an Arab Spring in America, then they had a 36-city SWAT team raid out of Nazi Germany on these peaceful people, showing federal control with 36-city police departments under their command. That's a whole other scandal to shut down Occupy and to scare the hell out of anybody else that wants to go out and protest another banker bailout, another banker wealth transfer. Mostly Occupy people were praising Obamacare and wanting it to be passed and then implemented, not knowing it was written by offshore banks and insurance companies as a wealth transfer, a banker bailout, to the banks and insurance companies with death panels, everything else. I would go down there. They'd say, Alex, I used to like you when you didn't like Bush. I'm like, well, he was for war and all this stuff, but I was always a constitutionalist. Bush wasn't. It wasn't about Republican, Democrat. It was about what was right. And so when they cracked down on them and all those cities at once, that was a staged event. But then it also had the effect of lionizing them. So I just broke down the PSYOP right there as simply as I can. There's more to it. What do you say to that?
Well, I think if the people knew what was really going on in the Fed and or Wall Street, impeachment would be instantaneous. And
oh, I agree. I had a national movement, and I led it in three cities in Texas. I mean, I put my money where my mouth was. I went to Dallas, Houston, and then San Antonio at the Fed buildings and led close to 1,000 people at one, about 500 in Houston and about 300 in San Antonio. And the police were supportive of our First Amendment at all three events. That was good. To point out the Federal Reserve was private, and we tried to go and work with Occupy at the time. Some of their members were happy, but others were there run by big foundations, run by Democrats, and would say, you get out of here right now. So I have tried to do what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the reason they're putting up so much resistance and infiltrating, et cetera, is I believe that's their Achilles heel. If the people knew what was really going on, it would be over. And just one more comment on your style. A lot of times you say these people are doing this and that and that and this. And by the time you get done with the list of bad things, I've forgotten who's doing it to us. So I would just like you to return to the beginning just so I can remember where all these bad things are coming from.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Look, I listen to myself all the time, and sometimes it's painful, and I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have done that. And I totally agree with you. It is a corporate technocracy of interlocking corporate anti-free market boards who pose as free market capitalists, preying on innovation, preying on science, using government to shut down their competition, exempting themselves from taxes. It's a breakaway government, a breakaway culture. It's a new form of tyranny. Kind of like the British monarchy would manage through their minions a far-flung empire. That's kind of what these globalists are, but it's hard to ever pin them down because it's all done through plausible deniability. And they've all written books bragging about this. Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, Rothkopf, all of them. I mean, Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's book, I forget which one, I read it years ago, saying we're going to have brain chips and chips and world government. This was like 25 years ago. So, I mean, I know who Newt Gingrich is. He wants us to have brain chips to buy and sell. And that's conservative? I mean, it's just, you know, give me a break. It's just, I just know too much. It's like the Gnarls Barkley song. Was I crazy? No, I just knew too much. Thank you, Paul. Good points. Good caller. Jared in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead, brother.
I've been looking over some mainstream news articles, like NBCnews.com, regarding the border crisis. And it's almost like they talk about how it's being facilitated almost. And
So you've hit on something here, and I'm going to hold you over because I didn't look at the clock. They will come out and say, isn't it ridiculous Ron Paul says give people freedom? Because you're smart, so that doesn't make sense. That's meant to make the average person go, he wants to get, give me the cure to cancer. Or, he says 2 + 2 = 4. It's all just about ridicule. And then, they mainline it. Like, can you believe the Tea Party doesn't want totally open borders and disease to come across and to give everybody free stuff and let them vote? Can you believe how racist they are? Because it's just meant to target people that just go off peer pressure. And they go, yeah. Can you believe how bad they are? They don't want to snort Ebola. I'm going to come back to you to make your point. Then we're going to go to Will. But first, Steve and Alex, they've been holding longer. Jared will finish up. Then Steve, Alex, and then Will. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven PowerSwabs. PowerSwabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. PowerSwabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Callers have been holding so long because they got stuck behind the guests that came on. And I'm going to go through who's on the board now and then get into the top story. That's red linked on Infowars.com. And we have to put this headline out because it's true. It could have happened. In fact, it becomes a probability if the outbreak continues. Ebola may have already crossed border, CBP report shows. And we probably want to change that headline to Border Patrol report or secret government report. People don't know what that particular high-level board is in ICE. Feds likely shipping illegals from Ebola-struck countries across U.S. at taxpayer expense. Well, no, there's no doubt they're shipping them. We're moving so fast here. Kit's doing a great job. It's just that I'm looking at this. There's no doubt from the report they're shipping people all over the country from Ebola-stricken countries. The question is, do they have it? There is no doubt that the feds are allowing in people from Ebola-stricken countries is the headline. Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. And now they're shipping people with Ebola to hospitals that have people in them. I mean, they can't even control strep in hospitals or TB, much less Ebola. This is cuckoo. I have another report from pigs to monkeys. Ebola goes airborne. I'm going to cover that in the next segment after calls, after we get to calls in the next segment, too. Jared in Arizona, go ahead and make your point.
There's over 169 articles regarding the border crisis. And one of them really supports your claims. It's called, the headline is really interesting, how American-grown gangs are fueling border crisis. So I'm clicking on the article right now, and basically there's this quote, like you said, total bombshell quote by a Border Patrol officer. The author, he put it really quite eloquently when he said, "All hell, new world order, poop."
Yes. Very interesting. Very interesting. Democratic seminar caller calling into the show. Thank you so much. Use the old CIA line from 1963. Call me a conspiracy theorist. Let's talk to Alex in FEMA Region 5. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I called in the other day when you had Dr. Group on about traditional Chinese medicine. I just have two points.
Sure.
There are two talking points I like to make before. First point is, I was wondering, do you take any, medicinal mushrooms?
Go ahead.
Medicinal mushrooms are said to be, really good for the DNA and the immune system, chaga mushroom. It's really good for the DNA.
No, we have absolutely. I don't know why I agree. I always say no. Yes, you're right. We have one of those mushrooms infused into one of the Wake Up America coffees to put a plug in. So absolutely, I mean, you're allowed to say those mushrooms boost immunity and cell function. Go ahead.
And also the second one point is it's kind of a request. I was wondering if you could get Dr. Jerry Allen Johnson on your show sometime. I would really love to hear that because he's the only person you could go to in the West if you want to learn about traditional Chinese medicine. He studied with, countless masters in China. He's a Taoist priest. I think he's the head abbot in the West. And just anything about, esoteric mysticism, anything related to that, he can, give you, a good detailed explanation on that.
Sounds like an interesting person. What's his name again?
Dr. Jerry Allen Johnson. His website is TaoistMagic.com.
All right, I'll have to look into that. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Virginia. Steve, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, thanks a lot. We're long-time listeners. We heard a lady, Vicki Davis, the other day. She was talking on another GCN show about this thing with the border as far as the children purposely down south being vaccinated, and then they come across and residual the residual effects of that can then spread to other people, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you probably heard a virologist or somebody. I don't know who that lady is. But a lot of the outbreaks are admitted to be from vaccines that actually make people sick and actually give them the whooping cough or whatever it is. It's just incredible. That's what's so scary about vaccines is One almost killed my dad's brother, who's still alive, when he got a tetanus shot, almost killed him. My grandmother says she got polio a week after she took the vaccine. And, I mean, it's just, like, incredible. Anything else, caller?
Yeah, I just had a question. You know, a while back we'd heard about troop movements and body bags being and different supplies.
Stay there. I want to hear about this question about that so you can fully have your question and any follow-up, Steve. Then we'll go to Will and Patrick. Then I'm going to hit the big Ebola news and some other news. Then go back to your calls, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Don't take it for granted, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund Infowars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfowarsLife.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfowarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfowarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfowarsLife.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Supermale Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
When you're out there.
And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy? Does it?
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Possibly.
Possibly.
I love the end of this song.
Of your life,
Key part.
Bless your soul.
You think you're in control?
You really think you're in control? Well, I think you're crazy.
I think you're crazy. New World Order.
I think you're crazy.
I know you're crazy.
I think you're crazy.
But you gotta be nuts to know it.
Just like me.
Best part right here. I want to be like them.
I want to be like them. Mm-hmm. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. It is no coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done.
That's right. Does that make me crazy?
But maybe I'm crazy.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I wear a tinfoil hat.
Maybe we're crazy.
Like Weird Al says, maybe 2 + 2 does equal 5. Maybe I was racist to say it ever equaled 4. But we all know deep down, don't we? It equals 4. All right, let's finish up with Steve, then I'm going to get to this news and then the rest of your calls. Steve in Virginia, go ahead and ask your point, sir.
Yeah, I made a mistake. I think we heard the lady on RBN the other day. But I was asking about some time ago, we heard about troop movements, supplies being moved. I'm in FEMA Region 3, and that was the one they mentioned. Body bags being piled up and different activities preparing for something. And we've been wondering, well, which catastrophe or false flag are they preparing for, you know? And I was just wondering if you had any update on that or what your
sure belief. Sure, I appreciate your call, sir. There are all sorts of operations we learn about, but we only learn about a piece of it from what's leaked or what comes out in the news or from what we witness, and then we have to connect it to all the other past activities we've seen to try to put the rest of it together. But we had articles 5 years ago it had to be. That made national news. We're all over the country. They're preparing mass graves, body bags, all of it. And then they would go find one part of our story that might or might not have been stockpiling plastic grave liners to move dead bodies in Georgia for the CDC that's based there where the Ebola now is. And so they would take that because it wasn't completely clear and try to discredit the whole story. And I see these fact-check stories all the time, like, is InfoWars telling the truth? I saw one the other day about New York allotting money to rat out gun owners, $500. Well, yes, there is a report that they are offering that, and that's true. But in this latest move, it's to rat out anybody for anything. So, see, he's discredited. What? We were talking about that earlier with a caller where they will... go, man, Alex Jones or whoever is really discredited. I mean, they claim Obama's not popular when all the numbers show we're telling the truth. So again, it's an appeal to ignorant people out there. Alex Jones claims that he interviewed William Binney. Binney claims he worked for U.S. intelligence. That's undisputed. But preying on the audience. He claims it. And Wayne Madsen. And people that are ignorant don't know how to go look that up. They just go, well, maybe it's not true. Maybe the NSA isn't spying on me. Weird Al Yankovic, you know, makes fun of Alex. That is a CIA operation. I don't know if they're just regurgitating it, but that's from the 1963 document. That's from the Clinton White House documents from the mid-90s. I mean, we know the Clinton Library. They go, hey, we want to control info. A new press will rise if we allow it to. We got to discredit anybody that doesn't put out what we say. And even legitimate media that's going along with us can't be allowed to operate or it'll create new media. Call everyone a conspiracy theorist or a racist. Hi, would you like broccoli and cheese soup. No, I think I'll have split pea. You're racist. Now, I'm being sarcastic there, but I mean, there's a thing with the TSA where if you say, I don't want to go to the naked body scanner, they will call you a conspiracy theorist. It's like saying, I like 2% milk better than whole fat milk. They go, conspiracy theorist. I like Red Sox, not Blue Sox. Conspiracy theorist. It's a war on knowledge, a war on debate. It's a way to change the subject. Hey, I think our government's too big. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. You aren't allowed to talk. You aren't allowed to have a view. You're going to be slapped down. That's the game they play. Or they'll say, oh, alternative media just wants to make money. Well, of course people have to fund themselves. Or he just writes books to make money. Yeah, you have a passion to write and you want to make money. Sure. What builds civilization?
That reminds me, Alex, you need to plug. And you always forget to plug.
That's right. Most radio shows plug every hour. Or every segment. I end up plugging like once a day and we have trouble finding the operation. Not if we had sellouts every week like we did of the 1,000 bottles of DNA Force. But it's so expensive, I don't have the money to produce enough of it. But we're going to take the profit from that and buy more and then build it up so we have enough for you. It may take up to 12 weeks. In fact, they're saying, no, that wasn't hype. Maybe 10 weeks, but it's already been a week. But the whole point is that whether it's the X2 super nascent iodine or whether it's a super male vitality, super female vitality, all of it, I've told the guys to remind me to plug, but I skip breaks. I do everything. I mean, that costs us thousands of dollars per break when I do that. It takes a lot to run this operation, to have 45 employees, 6 or 7 contractors, to play in the system, pay all the stupid taxes. We couldn't operate like this in L.A. or New York, folks. No way. I'd have 15 employees. Texas still has a little bit lower taxes, and so we can do this here. And pay folks pretty good and give them bonuses so they can live their life and work hard and stay focused on the job. The point is, go to InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's high-quality organic coffee, that's my favorite personally, from the high mountains in Mexico, in Chiapas, supporting those folks down there, or whether it's super high-quality nascent iodine, the lung cleanse, the silver bullet that is selling out and will be sold out soon, super high-quality colloidal silver. The same lab that makes ours makes it for one of the biggest organic food companies in the nation, and they sell it for more. I'll just leave it at that. It's very high quality. It's $10 less than the same stuff sold other places under our label. Boom, there you go. So we are dedicated to bringing you the very best that sometimes doesn't even have a full 100% markup. And by the way, in supplements, it's sevenfold on average. We lavish the best ingredients into the super male, the super female, the nascent iodine, the survival shield, the X2, all the products. We lavish the very best ingredients, the very best laboratories, the very best full testing, everything. Platinum quality at Ford LTD or Ford F-150 prices. Okay? Not that a Ford F-150 is bad. I've got one and love it. I just love that truck. It rides so smooth. And I like the height that's at. I'm not sponsored by Ford, but I mean, I just love that truck. I call it cupcake now. The point is, I never even drive my car, my charger, even though I love the charger. I had the charger 6 years. I never drive the charger anymore, like once a month, because I love that truck. Anyways, it's so smooth, relaxing. I just enjoy it. It's big too, but it's got the king cab, whatever they call it. I just can park it better. I drive it better. And I've got to be such a better driver driving a big truck. Because now there's just inches, you know, to drive through a fence opening or whatever. Okay, I got really serious news. And I should never hold serious news to the end of the show because I get tired sometimes and then I get in a good mood just as I'm regularly like this. And I've just become myself and I'm not all serious. And I just look at all these news headlines. I mean, my God. The FBI is in mainstream news today, Washington Times reports, to monitor all media in the U.S. to see what we say about them and put us in files. I mean, can anybody say Soviet Russia?
Soviet Russia.
Soviet Russia. I'm glad someone said it. I mean, just at a certain point, Calgon, take me away. Do we really want to live in a third world dictatorship?
How many people aboard?
Me?
You're a citizen.
Yeah, but does it really matter?
Not anymore, unfortunately.
Border Patrol. Does it matter I'm a citizen? No, not anymore. Wave on through. That was taped on the 29th, 5 days ago. Or I guess 6 days ago. CDC concerned about airborne transmission of Ebola virus. Well, of course they are. Federal emergency directs airline staff to prevent spread of infectious material through the air. So there'll be a bunch of fear-mongering on citizens and people. And rightfully, you should if you're coming in out of Liberia or Sierra Leone or Nigeria or anywhere else in West Africa. Other countries are just banning flights out of those countries. Other African countries are. Arab countries are doing it. But if America does it, Geraldo Rivera will come out and say it's racist, literally. You know, InfoWars is bad, Drudge is bad, Keith Huberman's attacking, we're bad, we're just fear-mongers, folks. There's nothing bad in South America or Central America or in Liberia. I was talking to an aid worker who was over there, and her boyfriend got killed. And they were in an African country, supposedly not that dangerous, and they came in and hacked him up, screaming whitey in the African language as they chopped him up with a machete. I had a guest on the show where that happened, and then, because, you know, most of these, you think only racist or white people? I mean, give me a break, folks. So naive. This country is just helplessly brainwashed by television. And African countries aren't letting people fly in from the really bad areas, but we are going to have open ones, and Geraldo Rivera is going to run around screaming at people that want to control the border. I mean, look, what's the point of being a citizen if anybody can vote, anybody can get welfare? I mean, it's a joke. It's meant to bankrupt us, period. And Geraldo is not stupid. He wants to sit on top of the slag heap. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. He wants to wreck the country but be politically correct in this new hell based on what color you are. And people go, good, you whiteys will get what you did forever. You know history, everybody enslaved everybody. It was white people ended slavery. Shut up, racist. Shut up, idiots. See, I start getting focused on serious news and I get mad. Well, of course they're worried about airborne Ebola. Look at this headline right here. From 2 years ago. Disease daily. From pigs to monkeys, Ebola goes airborne. When news broke out the Ebola virus had resurfaced in Uganda, investigators in Canada were making headlines of their own with research indicating the deadly virus may spread between species through the air. I'd always go to a Ted Knight voice now when I'm reading. Aquaman summoned three giant whales. A team comprised of researchers from the National Center for Foreign Animal Disease, the University of, I'm just going to be serious here. Four Sino-Molecularis Marcarius, a species of monkey commonly used in laboratories. The animals were separated by wire cages to prevent direct contact between the species. Within a few days, the inoculated piglets showed clinical signs of infection, indication of Ebola. Then it went on that they got Ebola. Maybe Ted Knight had Ebola. Maybe he like wanted a big vial of it. Maybe God, stop putting Ted Knight on the screen. It's going to cause me to really screw around and want to go watch Caddyshack tonight. Or an old Mary Tyler Moore with all the political correct brainwashing. But you still watch it for Ted Knight. I'm not fired, am I, Lou? Anyways, this is very serious. The government thinks it's no big deal. Maybe they've gone crazy like me and are just laughing about it. I don't know, but here's the big story by Kit Daniels up on InfoWars.com. Ebola may have already crossed border, secret Border Patrol report shows. There's no doubt feds are shipping illegals from Ebola-struck countries across the U.S. at taxpayer expense. After the Customs and Border Protection reported that its agents caught nearly 1,000 illegals from Ebola hit countries this year, meaning many more have not been apprehended. The question remains whether President Obama will secure the border and stop shipping illegals across the U.S. to prevent a major pandemic from killing Americans. And then it goes into the secret report by the CBP at the top of the Border Patrol that has now come out. We probably just need to add in here that that is a secret report and link to Breitbart. We have the whole report in the article, and it just goes over the fact that most of these West Africans are going to the East Coast, and places like Austin, Texas is actually listed as one of their destinations. And nothing against these Western Africans. A lot of times they're taxi drivers, and when I need a taxi, and in fact, not lots of times, every time a West African has driven me to the airport or taken me back or taken me to pick up a car at the shop or whatever, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, they're a wild listener going, Alex Jones, oh, God bless you. Oh, we love you. I mean, so they all like me. I like them. Nothing against West Africans. The media will say it's racist. I don't want Ebola. I bet they don't want Ebola. I bet West Africans that live here now don't want Ebola. And I bet they want the people coming in illegally to be tested. But I'd forgotten how when the West Africans, because I always ask where you're from, and it's just like, it's West Africans. That's the most populous area of Africa anyways. So a lot of the Africans coming in from Africa are West Africans, the old Gold Coast. That's Liberia, Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, all those areas. Anyways, I'm getting off into anthropology, sociology here. We're going to come back and take phone calls. Will. And whoever else is up next. We'll get to all of you. We have to go into overdrive. We're going to do it all. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can follow us, that's Real Alex Jones, on Twitter.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now, 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
think it's good news. Israel has withdrawn most of its ground troops from Gaza, hinting the operation might be coming to an end. Any way you slice it, that's good, in my view. NASA announces Mars 2020 rover payload to explore the red planet as never before. Tennessee doctor in self-quarantine on return from Liberia, Ebola hotspot. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Will in FEMA Region 5. What former state are you in, sir?
Michigan, on the lovely west coast of Lake Erie.
All right. Well, what did you call in about today?
Well, as you had on your thing where Toledo and what part of Michigan I'm in, had to have our water shut off all weekend because of that algae bloom. And I'm wondering, could that have been possibly caused by all the weather manipulation?
Well, we know there's a lot of weather manipulation going on, but that's classified. Slaves aren't told that. So, again, we don't know, but they're saying that that algae bloom created toxins that would kill you if you drank the water. But now they're saying it's okay. What do you think the answer is?
Well, they're cleaning out the system. I'm not touching the system at least for another week.
Here's the deal. This is a government caught thousands of times doing lethal tests on citizens and killing people. So I'm never drinking the tap water. I always drink filtered or distilled or high-quality bottled, preferably from someplace like Italy, where they take pride in not poisoning their population. Absolutely. I mean, there's a plug for ProPure, 10% off promo code water on super high quality stainless steel gravity fed systems that blow away the competition at a lower price at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar while you're at it. I mean, if that isn't Guardian of the Galaxy good, I don't know what is. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Will. Let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just first time, long time. Appreciate everything you do for us.
Thanks for putting up with me, brother.
Yeah, you got it. The thing that I want to talk about is, you know, and it seems like this has just kind of gone away from mainstream news and everything, is this $20 trillion debt bubble that at the end of Obama's term that we're going to be stuck with, because there's not going to be any money for another bailout because it's coming. And
by the way, that $19 trillion, about to be $20 trillion, seven-plus trill of that, it was under Obama. Again, he said he would cut it in half. It's almost doubled under his tutelage, under his loving hand. There's no way to pay this back ever. And if you count the real expenditures, it's more like $20 trillion, what we've signed on to. This is to wreck us. So the bigger question is, why do they want to wreck the borders, the water, the fund Al-Qaeda? What is their plan?
What I think is Obama knows what he's doing is probably going to cost him the Senate in the fall. And just like you said, he's got a pen and a phone, so he doesn't really need the Senate. But what he needs the Senate to be is in, even if it's just a one-seat majority, when the dollar collapses, for it to fall on the Republicans, because they'll run the Senate and the House, and the media will never blame him for it.
Oh, that's a plan. Let the Tea Party get in, implode everything right when they get in and blame them, and the public would believe it. Absolutely. That's a great point.
Yeah, and, you know, something else that, you know, no one talks about is after this 2014 election, you know, he's going to have free will to do executive orders on, you know, the Second Amendment, because nobody talks about what he voted on.
Oh, yeah, and he's already gotten away with everything else. They're just setting the precedent. Oh, I know. This is the season of crazy land. Everybody better be involved. If you're a good person in the FBI or Border Patrol or wherever, leaking information exposing treason, that's your duty. Like the Border Patrol just did with this document on how Ebola can come across and probably has. That's up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to do some overdrive and take more of your calls, and I'll tell you what else. He doesn't just have a pen and a phone. He's got something else, ladies and gentlemen, that he can use. And no, it's not just Homeland Security and the gun, as Mal said. No, it's more than that.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I don't want to engage in potty humor, but when the shoe fits, wear it. Obama isn't just using his phone and his pen to desecrate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He's taking pleasure urinating treasonous acid onto it and dropping little poodle bombs on it as well. And I think it's important to denigrate Obama. So I think I'm going to come out with an image of a dog with the head of Obama on it with that character. What's the character's name that people put in their cars peeing on Ford or Chevy? Calvin, yeah, urinating on them. And you know, because, I mean, I'm done with these people. People have already come up with it, it looks like. Obama urinating on the economy. There you go. I mean, when the shoe fits, wear it. See, I didn't even know that was out there. And again, if a Republican acts like this, I'll do it with them. I'm tyrants. Well, I'm a Republican, but I'm a Democrat. No, you're not. You're a piece of garbage. And if a politician has to do some political things to compromise, to move the country in the right direction, I'm not going to jump on them. But when you want to destroy the country and you really enjoy it, I got a problem. Bob in Maine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Reading a series of books right now might be a possible suggestion for a guest on your show. Have you ever heard of this guy called Matthew Bracken? He wrote the three Enemies, Foreign and Domestic books. Have you heard of those?
No, sounds interesting. What's it about?
It's fiction, but it's basically about, the first book starts out with false flag terror, how they set up a veteran to do like a sniper shooting at a football stadium.
Sounds like they turned that into the shooter film of Mark Wahlberg.
It's the books, if you read the books, they're kind of in the same vein, but it's a totally different author. His name's Matthew Bracken. He's got his own website. He seems like it'd be a really interesting guest for your show. All I know is what I've read about him on the internet, but the three books are really good. It deals with subjects that are right in the same vein as your show.
Well, that's how you find them. I mean, you can do it with music, you can do it with fiction, you can do it with reality like we do. Everybody's got to produce their own media to counter the globalists. That's why every major drama, sitcom, you name it, is anti-family, anti-gun, anti-freedom, because this is the authoritarian takeover. You can look at the propaganda of the system and see how bad the establishment is. Great points. Appreciate your call. Let's talk to Steve in Chicago. Wants to talk about Nancy Pelosi. What do you want to say about Mr. Pelosi?
Okay, well, Mr. Pelosi got into a little finger-pointing with Representative Tom Marino from Pennsylvania. She called him insignificant.
Yeah, and she began shaking, too. The story's up on Drudge, Fox Politics. We should have played the clip. I mean, that's the kind of sensational stuff that's good. We don't just cover something if it's sensational. We cover something if it's sensational and pertinent for viral spread. You know, with 2 D's for a double dose of pimping the New World Order and bringing them down. But, yeah, she got really, really upset, and we'll try to pull that up later. Go ahead.
Also, your congresspeople are on vacation. They are staking out places and will be talking to people. I would highly suggest everybody go visit them wherever they're speaking at and start raising a ruckus.
You know, that's a great point. We should all have a call for action. like the Tea Party first went after Republicans and Democrats, so the Republicans got scared and tried to embrace it. That didn't fully work, so now they just openly demonize it. I should shoot a History of the Tea Party video about that. Everyone, including my reporters, ought to go down and find our congressmen and women when they're visiting the local church or the local store or the local HEB, you know, wherever, having a meet and greet, and go get in their face. That's what this is all about. I totally agree with you, Steve.
Well, I just want to say I'm a experter and also support a little bit of the Democrat of the LaRouches when they were here in Chicago, and they were actually got in, and Democrats unceremoniously kicked them out. So they have a little bit of a bite in this game when it comes to the Democrats playing.
Oh, I know the John Birchers. You know, I think they're good people. I don't know about your local organization, but their ideas are good. And a lot of the ideas of the LaRouche people are good. I don't agree with some of their solutions. But thank you so much. I'm out of time. Sorry to Mockingbird, Chris, and others. I'll be on the nightly news tonight with the co-host, 7 o'clock Central, Lord willing.